This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The 9/11 anniversary has brought the two presidential candidates the closest they've been in months and showed off their dramatically different styles. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
At the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers brought down the hijacked plane, President Trump proclaimed America's might.
No matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
Hours later,
it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's an honor to meet you.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden greeted families of those killed on the plane. The two candidates did not meet, but Biden did share a moment earlier with his vice presidential successor, an elbow bump with Mike Pence at New York's Ground Zero, a rare moment of detente in a nasty campaign. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Representatives of Afghanistan's warring factions have gathered in Qatar for historic U.S.-brokered peace negotiations starting Saturday, aimed at finding a political settlement to the South Asian country's longest war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Friday in Doha to attend, along with other foreign dignitaries. The dialogue will bring to the negotiating table Doha-based negotiators of the Taliban insurgency and the Afghan government-appointed delegation. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. envoy to Afghanistan reconciliation, told reporters on the eve of the talks that after Saturday's ceremonies, Afghans would be negotiating with each other without a mediator or facilitator. Khalilzad negotiated and sealed an historic deal with the Taliban earlier this year to close the nearly two decades of Afghan war, America's longest, and set the stage for the intra-Afghan negotiations. This is VOA News. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. President Trump said that peace is quickly coming to the Middle East after so much violence.
The sand was loaded up with blood, and now you're going to see that a lot of that sand is going to be loaded up with peace.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The daily virus death toll in the United States has declined. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
After peaking in early August, the number of daily deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus is declining again. Deaths first peaked on April 24th at an average of just over 2,200 each day, most coming in the Northeast. Then over the summer, outbreaks in Texas, California, and Florida drove daily rates to a second peak of just over 1,100 on August 1st. Now about 700 Americans are dying of the virus each day. That's according to an Associated Press analysis of data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. I'm Shelley Adler.
An analysis of the nation's largest school districts, ranging from urban to rural, finds a racial divide in those offering in-person learning. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Associated Press in Chalkbeat surveyed 677 school districts and found that schools where the vast majority of students were white are more than three times as likely as school districts that enroll mostly students of color to be open for some in-person learning. The survey, which covered 13 million students, found that most will begin the school year online. Race was a strong predictor of which public schools were offering in-person instruction and which weren't. Parents worry that continued distance learning can raise the risk their students will fall behind. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with at least 12 people confirmed dead and searchers looking for more than a dozen others. Meanwhile, deadly wildfires in heavily populated northwest Oregon are growing. The Oregon Office of Emergency Management reported that by Thursday night, the number of people evacuated statewide because of the fires had climbed to 500,000. That's more than 10% of the state's residents. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.